AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Saying deaths could have been likely, President Trump called off a retaliatory strike against Iran after the downing of a U.S. drone. The AP's Sagar Magani is at the White House.
The president says the preparations were in place, the military cocked and loaded. But with 10 minutes to spare, he canceled the strikes, tweeting he'd been told some 150 people could die, and that's not a proportionate response for the drone. Former White House Iran chief Gary Sick says it's more evidence the president wants to tamp down tensions with Iran.
That he really does not want a war.
And hopes Tehran feels the same way.
Both sides now, having sort of looked down the barrel of the gun, may stop and take a deep breath.
The president's not ruling out a future strike, but says he's in no hurry to respond to the drone attack. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Following the drone shooting, major airlines are rerouting flights to avoid areas around the Strait of Hormuz. After record highs yesterday, stocks pull back slightly in the early going today on Wall Street. Healthcare and tech stocks are leading the decline. The Supreme Court is tossing out the murder conviction and death sentence in Mississippi of a black man, Curtis Flowers, because prosecutors tried to keep African Americans off the jury. Flowers already has been tried 6 times and now could face a 7th trial. A fire at a refinery complex in Philadelphia is still burning. Jonathan Villanueva is in the area where the first explosion went off early this morning.
What is that? Look at that. I'm like, the sun's coming up already, and then it started coming up really fast, and it was a massive fireball, lit up the whole sky.
Philadelphia Energy Solutions says there were 3 separate explosions which were felt miles away. It's not clear yet what set it off. 4 employees were treated at the scene for minor injuries. The National Association of Realtors says home prices jumped 0.5% last month as low mortgage rates appear to help buyers overcome questions about affordability. This is AP Radio News. They are nowhere near ready for a shot on The Voice or American Idol, but researchers in Scotland say gray seals can copy the sounds of human words and songs. The study by University of St. Andrews researchers showed 3 trained seals were able to imitate parts of popular tunes, such as Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. The study gave the researchers a better understanding of the evolution of vocal learning and human language development. One seal even sang the theme from Star Wars. The research out of Scotland also suggests gray seals could be a new model to study speech disorders, since they use their vocal tracts the same way as humans. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.